The Panorama Challenge is one of the fiercest trivia competitions in New York City. It takes place at the Queens Museum, which houses a scale model of New York that was first created for the 1964 World's Fair. This annual trivia challenge requires encyclopedic knowledge of the city and attracts those who know it best, mostly tour guides. Earlier this month, reporter Emily Malter attended the 2024 Panorama Challenge.
How many people in the room have been to Panorama Challenge before?
Quizmaster Jonathan Turer welcomes the crowd.
How many people have won Panorama Challenge before?
200 New York City nerds are ready for a cutthroat competition. It's the first year back from the pandemic.
Well, so we're all a part of Team Gannic Panic. It stands for the Guides Association of New York City.
Megan Murad is a proud, licensed tour guide. This 8-member team has never won the Panorama Challenge since it started in 2007.
I think everyone's happy. It's a lot of history fanatics and New York City fanatics all like at a history and New York City fanatic party.
The competitors are all standing on walkways above the Panorama exhibit. They look down on 895,000 miniature buildings, plus trees, roads, even a tiny plane on a string that continuously takes off and lands at the airport. It gives you the feeling that you are looming over the city. The model includes all 5 boroughs: Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, and Staten Island. Allende Stevens is a guide who specializes in the subway and gives tours of Grand Central Terminal. He says he's mostly prepared.
I feel really good tonight, except for one category, Staten Island. I love New York City to death, but I barely go to Staten Island.
The competition includes some general New York trivia, but half of the questions are extra niche, like this one, which starts with a clip from the movie Enchanted.
The finale of this musical number takes place in front of a sculpture created by the first woman to receive a public art commission in New York City. Rose, name the sculptor.
If you didn't immediately have sculptor Emma Stebbins on the tip of your tongue, don't worry, neither did I. And some questions get quite technical.
Rose, from 1951 to 1953, which agency ran the subways from the offices located above the tracks at J Street?
There are people here who actually knew the answer. The New York City Board of Transportation, which existed only until the 1950s. 60 questions later, the judges tally up scores. David Medore, a tour guide and Broadway musician, was hopeful about Gannic Panic's chances.
You had concerns about Staten Island. How did that go?
Well, we still have concerns about Staten Island regardless, but we seem to come through on a few of those questions.
Then it's time for the big reveal from Quizmaster Turer.
In first place, with 57 points, Gannic Panic.
The prize for winning the Panorama Challenge? Their team name carved on a plaque. And bragging rights for the rest of the year. For NPR News, I'm Emily Malter in New York.